During the Depression, corn prices were low and few farmers could afford the cost of coal, so many ended up burning the grain for heat. Paul Bertels is with the National Corn Growers Association. He says the circumstances are similar enough today that corn is being burned again.
Corn prices are relatively low, and, you know, fuel prices, particularly natural gas and propane, are high.
The Minneapolis Star Tribune recently reported a company that builds especially efficient corn-burning stoves saw sales jump 500% since last August. But Bertels says burning corn is not for everyone.
I don't see a large-scale migration to corn stoves for heating houses and office buildings and things like that.
Pound for pound, burning corn creates almost as much heat as burning coal. However, corn prices are not expected to stay low, so the cheaper renewable fuel might not stay cheap for very long. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.